The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Lana Banana Johnson. I was going to say her name wrong, and as soon as she told me it rhymed with banana, she shall forever be in my mind, Lana Banana. This young lady started Genesis Cleaning, and she spells it with a Y because she just wants everyone's life to be difficult. She started June 2018 outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They serve residential folks. Lana Banana, what did I miss? What would you like to say? Say hello to Clean Nation.
Hi, Cleaning Nation. Thank you.
For those of you that aren't watching the video, she kind of like froze like deer to hell. She's like, I didn't know I would be speaking during this.
No, you froze on my screen for a second. So I was waiting. I just want to say thank you, first of all, for all of your podcasts. I've listened to so many of them and it's always been inspiring and motivating. So thank you.
Well, I just want to say you're welcome. So glad you dig them, sister. And hopefully we can give you some actual help like right now in person. So what's going on in your world? How can I help?
Well, I've been in business for 3 years solo, and I'm just starting to think about hiring. I've conducted a couple of interviews and even attempted a group interview based on what I've heard from your podcast. And one out of three people showed up to that one. And I guess what I'm struggling with the most is determining if I'm being too picky or if I should give someone a chance, if I don't feel like they 100% meet my expectations in the interview. I guess I feel sort of like I'm dating again. And if they don't text me back in a certain amount of time, I'm like, swipe left. So I guess I've really been working overall on myself in life and setting boundaries and knowing what I want and need and trying to understand my own values. So I think I probably just need to be patient and the right person will eventually come along. But at what point is it just a paradox of choice and I might lose out on a potentially good candidate?
So Lana Banana got deep quick, kids. So we're in it. This is happening. I thought we were going to have a nice, light, easy conversation. Lana's like, oh, no, you'll be working today, Mr. So let's do this. Do I have permission to coach you on some backup issues first? Because there's really a foundation we need to lay on how we look at this whole process first. And then I can help you kind of get the specific questions about, because it's not the interview. Oftentimes, this is one of the frustrating things as a coach. We'll get people call us and they're like, oh, if I just knew W-2 or 1099, Mike, or how do I do an interview? And these are fine questions. So please don't hear me crapping on the questions, but we have to understand they're part of a puzzle. And if we don't understand what the, you know what I'm saying? Like the first thing I do if I have a puzzle is I look at the picture on the box, that picture of like, how this is going to look. It's really frustrating. So a lot of times people come to me going, how do these two particular pieces fit together? And I'm like, hold on, let's back this thing up and look at the picture. And then we can kind of talk about the two pieces. Are you okay with if we spend a little background time first?
Yes, please.
Okay. So first and foremost, I got to say, I hate to play favorites, but we serve lots of people from just starting to millions of dollars of revenue that just want to scale. And they're all, I love our clients. They're great. But my personal favorite is men and women. I was raised by a single mom. So I got a soft spot for you. You have kids, Lana Banana?
No, oh, just okay, dog. Great.
All right. Yes. Never mind. No coaching. Moving on. Just a dog. All right. Well, I guess. but my favorite part is helping people get out of cleaning, moving from, and I love that for you, it's only been a couple of years. We'll get people that have called us that have been cleaning for 5 or 10 or 20. I think the record's like 40 years. And it was heartbreaking because she was like, I've been cleaning these people for 40 years. They know me. I know them. I felt like they loved, like I was part of their family and they really cared about me, but I'm getting old and I can't do as good of a job anymore. And they're throwing me out. And it broke my heart. Like, oh my God, this woman thought she had this relationship. And other people are like, we like you as a person, but you got to go. Mm-hmm. Someone else is coming in. It's 40 years. So all that to say, I'm so glad we're talking to you 3 years in, not 4 years in. So for those of you that are listening that are 1 or 2 years in or 6 months or 5 years, please don't fall for the lie of, I promise I'd coach you. If there's some sort of like, you have to clean for at least 7 years before, you know, it's not like an apprenticeship deal where you got to put in a certain amount of time. It's really just when you go, I'm done. I can't, this isn't what I signed up for. And so many people, when I ask them, did you get into this to do cleaning by yourself? Or do you want to have a real company that you kind of sign paychecks and manage it? 90% are like, I want a real business. And then I'm like, well, it's been 3 years. What happened? Like, I don't know. This isn't what they planned. They just kind of woke up one day and like, I'm cleaning every day. And this isn't what I want. For mm-hmm. those of you who are not watching the video, Lana's giving me the, oh yeah, I think yeah. This is just like, bingo. All right. So first of all, I want to encourage all of you guys. And people always like, oh, that's the woo woo crap. Mike, just get to the good stuff. I promise this is the good stuff. The first thing, no matter what, is making a decision to not clean. If you're not willing to do that, if you're like, I'm going to try it, but as soon as something hard happens, I'm out. I'm going to go back to cleaning myself. Wait until you're all in committed. So just, we'll set the stage. People will say they're going to show up and not. People will steal crap. People will quit without even telling you. No call, no show. People will act yeah. crazy. People will do a crappy job. There's all sorts of stuff that we can use as an excuse to go, instead of getting better and creating better systems and processes and really becoming an owner, we say stuff like, my reputation is too important. I would never, blah, blah, blah. And what you're really saying is, I'm too afraid to expand to be an owner. I'm just going to stay in my little comfortable spot of cleaner. So are you okay moving to owner even when crap gets hard, and it shall get hard?
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Did you hear Lana's voice? I wish you could see her, because her face, her voice, everything. I believe her. I talked to a lot of people that say yes. I do not believe them. Lana's all in. So I know everyone's like, just tell me how to do this piece. Until you have that, yes, I'm 100% all in. Just like Lana said it, with like, I'll do whatever it takes. Don't even try. It's too hard, right? And the good news is, it's freaking worth it. Once you're out of cleaning forever and you make the same or more money you made before, but you don't do any cleaning, you're like, oh my gosh, it was all the pain and suffering. Like, I don't need, and this can be, when I say pain, a couple months. Certainly our program's 9 weeks, and many, if not most of the people that want that result, because some are already out or have different things, get that result in that time. And if not, it's a couple months after that. So this isn't a 9 year, 2 year, 1 year, 9 month plan. This should be a like 1 to 3 month plan. Okay, so that's the first thing, is A, all in committed, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. B, committed to now, right? If you're like, hey, Mike, help me get out of cleaning in 12 months. I'll go, well, first, call me back in 10 and a half months. That would be, right? And you're like, well, I want to start now. Well, you know what I'm saying? Don't make a 2 month process a 10 month process.
Yeah.
Cool so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Second thing we want to do is you raise some very good questions, like, how do I know who's good? How do I know who's not good? I love the dating analogy, because that's so true. Like, I don't want to get burned, but I don't want to be alone, right? Like, there's just all this weirdness that we get in there. The thing that will protect you from that, and by the way, as you get better and better at this and you're more experienced, you'll get over that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how long you've been dating, but the first date might have a lot of pressure. The ninth day, you're like, I don't care. I forget. There'll just be another dude coming around. Like, it just, you kind of get like, oh, I don't even care anymore. I see the dating world. My bride and I have been married for like 11 years. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I'm married. Not to stick it to all you single folks, but man, it is a tough road out there, kids.
Yeah, I even felt that right after the first interview. I was so nervous the first interview. And then the second one, I was like, okay, this is easy.
And by the 23rd, it'll be like a sneeze. That'll be the impact of on your life. So, okay. So the way you need protection the whole time, but you need more protection at the beginning. So just like dating, if no one's helping you, no one's protecting, you're meeting guys in parking lots at midnight by yourself, like, that's not good. You might have some rules of, you know, I meet in public or only with people I've been referred to, or, you know, just some things that kind of keep you safe. That would be physically safe. This is more like you and your business, you know, safe,
right,
from a different perspective. So first of all, most problems can be solved with more applicants. This works when you're trying to attract clients, and it works when you're trying to attract employees, right? We'll go, I did this thing and the guy told me I was twice as much as the next guy and he didn't hire me. I'm like, great. How many bids did you do over the last 3 months? Like, that was it. Well, there's your problem. If you have one date every 3 months, it's really hard to identify if the guy's good or not. What are you going to compare it to, right?
Yeah.
Not that you want to have 1,000 dates over 3 months, but if you did have 1,000 dates over 3 months, you'd be pretty damn good at discerning if this guy's worth talking to, right? So it works the same with our folks. Anytime I hear, I don't know, what if it's new? I don't know. Should this be too good? Am I being too harsh? That almost always, we think it's the thing like, oh, teach me how to interview better. Teach me how to read people's minds better. It's almost always, there's not enough dates, right? If you get one date every 90 days and I'm that date and you see me right off the bat, you're like, doesn't look the way I want. Doesn't talk to this. Maybe not for me, but I'm the only guy you're going to see for 90 days. you'll start telling a bunch of crazy story. Well, yeah, not that bad looking. Maybe, you know, maybe the lie, the seven lines he's told in the first 10 minutes aren't that bad, you know, like, cause you're like, this is it. But if you got another date in 10 minutes and six more tomorrow and three more after that, you instantly, nope, out, done. Right. So short answer is listen to your gut. If the guy or the date, the gal, whether we're dating or hiring, if your gut says this ain't right, it ain't right. And the answer is more so in hiring than in dating is to just get more applicants, right? If you get 100 applicants, the chances that you find one good person are almost 100%.
Yeah, I even struggle with looking at applications and thinking, wow, they hardly have any information on here. Do I give them a chance or?
So that's where the process comes in. What we teach constantly is when the people come in, it's a lot of, I had the 100 applications. And if I'm honest, I looked through 23 and I got overwhelmed. So I quit. And then I called those 23, I called them. And then, so they don't have a system that protects them or their time and they hate it. So what happens is this, they do have a system. It's just a terrible system.
Yeah.
So the system they use is so overwhelming and frustrating. They want to quit immediately. The pain of doing the system of all these. So either no applicants come in and they're overwhelmed and frustrated because what do I do? Or 100 applications come in and they're overwhelmed and frustrated because I can't physically get through 100. I'm still cleaning. I still got my business. God forbid, you have a family, you have other time that you, other people in your life that want your time. So all of that is you have your, the system that you're using, even if you're like, I don't have a system, you have a system. I promise. If you're, if you're getting no applications and nothing's happening, your system is to do nothing and pray. That's your system. It's a terrible system. Not that praying's bad. Praying's great. But I'm guessing God would be like, get off your butt and do something, man, or ladies. So you do have a system. Let's start with that. It's just this, if the system that you're using is getting you results that you don't want, get a better system. Right. And don't just pick a part of that system out, right? So should I advertise in Indeed or get referrals or on Facebook? Should I do W-2 or 1099? Should I pay $10 or $12? Should I do a group interview or one-on-one interview? Those are all fine questions, but that's not the puzzle. So the first thing I want to do is fill in the puzzle. Here's what and that's what we teach you over 9 weeks. I'll do the best I can in 20 minutes, but you want to have a system that you follow, right? So if nobody's coming, you should go, okay, part of my broken system is nobody's coming. So I need a better client acquisition system. And typically that equals money, right? Be like, I haven't had a date in 90 days. Great. Do you go out of your house? No. Are you on any dating sites? No. Okay. So what, you can date the mailman or mail lady? Like you're kind of limiting your thing, dude. So step one for that guy would be meet some other human beings, right? Ideally go to a place where there's single human beings that would like to date. So same thing with nobody comes, or I get repeat referrals. And it's like, well, I had two of those. Is that enough? No. Okay. Well then that your system of getting people in sucks. You can do that with time, right? As you go out and about, you meet people that are seem extraordinary at what they do. That'd be a great place to say, hey, let's talk. We're looking for extraordinary people. But that takes a lot of time and we can get
that.
So you can replace time with money. You can pay Indeed or all these other things. So if Indeed doesn't work, pick Facebook. If Facebook doesn't work, try Craigslist sucks, but you can try them. There's lots of advertising sources. And what you do is I spent $100 on Indeed and I only got two people no one hired. So I quit. So your system is try without much effort, one specific advertising source. Don't look into any details or take any second actions. If it doesn't work exactly the way you want, give up. Well, that system's getting you results that you're, you know what I'm saying? So the right thing would be to fix that. So if you don't have enough applicants, create a system of either time, you personally meeting a bunch of people. All right. So the big thing is you need systems and processes. If you don't have enough lead flow coming in for either your dating life or your hiring life, step one in your system is to get more of the correct leads, right? So actually first get quantity, then we'll want to get quality. So perfect example. And I love the Tinder or the dating reference because there's so many parallels, right? If you put out an ad going, looking for dude, any dude is fine. If you just will show up, I will have and pay for dinner. I am in. The caliber of dude you're going to get is probably not the caliber of fella you're looking for, right? You could also put an ad going, look at a rich dude, right? I am I need FICO score. I need net worth. I'm going to need CW2s, chippity chop. That will bring another fella who may or may not be what you're looking for. If you say, hey, my relationship with God is really important. I'm looking for a guy that's interested in the Bible or whatever. that'll be a different fella, right? And that may or may not be a fit. So same thing happens with our hiring. We'll put up an ad, or if we go, here's even worse, you let me know. I love puppies and long walks, and I just want a good mate to share my life with, and it's so rich, and have a glass of wine at sunset. I haven't dated in 10 years, and this is all for memory, but I'm guessing it's exactly the freaking same as it was 10 years ago. You sounds like you've been dating. Am I even close to what they say? Is that generic?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, you're on the right track.
Something like that. And again, I've been married 11 years, so it's been a ways. But there's that generic thing that will, then it's basically, well, I guess I'll just look at your picture, right? Because if your profile is the same as every other profile, I guess I just look, if I'm attracted to this human being, or to be specific, this human being's picture that's 10 years old and 50 pounds ago, then, you know, we'll date. I'm 11 years married. You think I wouldn't be bitter about dating, but here we are. So same thing happens when hiring. If you put easy schedule, show up when you want, super flexible, guess who you're going to get? If you have the same, so the dating, the hiring version of the dating ad, the boring dating ad is fast growth company looking for a high energy person that will get free training, you know, paid training and vacation. And you're like, oh my God, that's my ad. Yeah, it's everybody's ad. So the picture on Tinder, the hiring version of that is the pay. So now if your ad's the same as every other stupid person's ad, all they're going to do is all they can go with is that is the pay, right? That's the looks version of hiring. So we teach A, having your core values, and B, advertising for those core values. So when ours are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So when I put an ad that's fun and we really care about helping other people and making money for ourselves and our clients and our employees is important, the people that are attracted to that are going to come to that. So first we have to have a system. Second, we have to understand if the system isn't working. Second, we have to understand we have a system. And if that system's not working, we have to switch the system as opposed to just give up and go, that didn't work. Third, we have to make sure the system's core values based. Then and only then, if you've got enough applicants, can we talk about interview process? Because if you're like, I had 9 applicants last month and one guy showed up to an interview, use whatever process you want. It ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, how can I get better at dating? How can I attract a better mate? Well, how many dates have you gone on? 1 in the last how long? 64 days. Well, it doesn't really matter how good you are. I guess if you get lucky and meet your husband or wife on that one date, but the likelihood of you meeting one human being and just that working, God bless you if that's you. And it's a little different for hiring because we're not looking at, you know, with dating, hopefully we're just looking to hire the one person or hire partner with that one person forever. With hiring, we need people all the time. So you've got to have a system. You've got to have lead flow. That lead flow needs to be based on core values matches, and you have to have enough. Once you have that, then we could talk interview process. All right. There's a foundation I wanted to lay. Now tell me if your question remains exactly the same, or how can we move you forward?
I guess, I still just get stuck with if I should give someone a chance, if they're not 100% meeting my core value. Maybe I think I have my answer to my question in the question, actually, because they're not meeting my core values, so I shouldn't keep them. Yes.
Attagirl. All right. So hopefully everybody heard what Lana Banana just said, which is if I'm asked, perfect example, the person asked me to marry them. And I'm like, well, they're not exactly a core values, but I'm not really sure. Am I being too fussy? Probably not. You know, like it's probably your gut telling you this ain't right. And again, the analogy breaks down a little bit. We start talking about hiring a marriage because obviously we're only going to marry one person. We're going to hire others. So the standards are going to be different. That said, almost always, if you're feeling this isn't the right person, you don't have enough people to choose from.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. Second, you do want, that's another place where your system will protect you. So if your system is, you do a bunch of applications, you do a 5-minute phone interview, you're desperate and you're like, show up. Well, that is going to get a certain caliber of person to show up and you'll get a certain result. If your system is automated, so that A sucks because you got to do all the work. You got to go through their things and blah, or you could pay someone, but how do they know what the heck they're doing, right? If you had an automated system that had hundreds of applications and you had a way to sift and sort them automatically without you dealing with it to a group interview, and then the group interview went to a one-on-one interview and the one-on-one interview went to a working interview, which is what we coach. And again, I don't have the time to flesh out how all that looks here, but that's the general concept. Then you don't have to, again, if we're on a first date and you're like, do I marry this guy? That's the wrong question. How could you possibly know? All you really need to answer is, should I spend another hour with this guy at lunch, or, you know, should I see him again? That's a much less, if it's, do I marry this guy? It's too much. How do you know? Right. Probably not is the answer. Cause I'm already married. So that's a big red flag. But if you just have to decide, should I see this person again? That's a much more reasonable question. So at the group interview, if all you're saying, if you're like, should I hire this person? Should I put them in? Should I, you know, make them manager? Should I, you know, like marry them effectively? It's, I don't know. Who knows? All you're saying is, should I invite them to a one-on-one interview? Should I invest another hour of my time? Yeah. Once you do that, it's a lot easier to kind of know, like, sure. And then when it's the, okay, I did a one-on-one interview, should I work, invite them to a working interview where myself or some of my team is actually going to spend time in someone's home or business cleaning, but not commit all the way. Again, that's like a third date. So first, if you kind of feel like you're not sure to hire somebody, the answer is no. But if you're asking that question on your first date, the answer is you're asking the wrong question. But by the third date, when it's time to get married or engaged, if you're asking that question, the answer is no, probably not a good fit. All right. Did that get you where you need to go?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. So guys, gals, for those of you that want dating advice or every now and again, we'll talk a little bit of cleaning, but it's mostly just dating, which is important because I'm married. So like, you should listen to me on how to date, God willing. If you are looking to certainly grow your cleaning company, if you're just getting started, getting out of cleaning, like I said, is my absolute favorite, or you're doing really well and you want to do better, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We have, I don't know if we're at 700 episodes, not yet, but we're way over 600. Episodes of podcast training. We've got a Facebook group. There is a free on-demand training that's amazing. I don't even think there's anything for sale there. So growmycleaningcompany.com, everything you need to grow a cleaning company. Check it out. I will see you there. Well, here we are at the end of the podcast and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.